Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now it's official. We have an excuse to do less laundry. That is according to new research published by the Society of Chemical Industry in the UK, which has urged people to think of the environmental impact of throwing something in the washing machine. We should look at reducing the amount of microfibers being washed into the environment by using less energy and water. Studies revealed that the average person washed and dried their t-shirts after every other wear, and experts are suggesting that we should instead brush the dirt off our clothes and even clean your jeans in the freezer. So how often should we really be washing our clothes and what should we be avoiding? Well, Assistant Professor at the School of Chemical Sciences in Dublin City University, Dr. Susan Kelleher, joins us with more on all of this. And thank you, Susan, for joining us this afternoon. So the research highlights the need for a more sustainable approach to be taken when it comes to washing and drying clothes. We might start with that last suggestion that I mentioned, the idea of putting our jeans in the freezer. what does that achieve exactly?
Yeah, so the freezer will do one main thing. It'll kill dust mites and it'll slow down bacterial growth. Now, you can't get away indefinitely by just putting your jeans on a loop in and out of the freezer. You will need to wash them at some stage if they get very dirty. But it is a way, you know, some people swear by it, especially for jeans where there's that type of hard-wearing material. You can kind of get bacteria that's sometimes kind of stuck in there. And even if you just want to slow down their growth, and stop them from sort of proliferating throughout your clothes, you can put them in the freezer. But I mean, it's a logistical nightmare. I imagine Sarah trying to keep jeans on a rotating freezer batch. So you'll have to think of. Unfortunately, it's not the only answer out there for improving the way we do our clothes.
Yeah, I have to say, when I was reading the research behind this report, I felt really guilty because there's an awful lot of washing going on in our house all the time. Like, there's always a full basket of clothes, and I wonder maybe should we be trying to. Well, obviously, we should be trying to cut back on it, and particularly when it comes to synthetic fibres. Why do we need to look out for those particularly?
Yeah, so synthetic fibres are made from polymers. In other words, it's a kind of another word for a synonym for plastics. And what happens when we wash our clothes in a washing machine is that little tiny bits of the plastics or these synthetic fibres break off and they get kind of, they come into small fibres called microfibres. And believe it or not, there's 2.2 million tons of microfibers every year put into the oceans, and they make up nearly a third of the amount of plastic that's actually in our oceans. So often we think of plastics and we think of, you know, recyclable materials. We're thinking of reducing our use on plastic bottles, etc. But actually, synthetic fibers in our clothes is a really big source of plastics in our oceans, and they're the right size to be eaten by fish, and then it circulates back into our own environments as well when we bring food to our tables. So one really good thing there is, if you want to make a difference, is to buy natural fibres. You know, sometimes they can be even more comfortable to wear. Obviously, they don't have all the solutions. We know that certain, you know, materials for sportswear, etc., are really good for, you know, keeping water and sweat away from our bodies. So they're not the answer, but they certainly will reduce the amount of micro plastics that are produced when you're washing. If we have the natural fibres, they break down far more easily in the environment and they don't go into the ocean the same way that the microplastics do.
Mm. I must say, Dr. Kelleher, this is great news for me and people like me up and down the country who probably aren't great at washing those stains off the jumper and just wear them anyway. And we can claim to be doing good by the environment now.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
What are the stains, though, that have to be cleaned immediately?
Yeah, so you really want to get your one-wear items. So your sportswear that's got sweat on it, underpants, you know, things that are really should be, you know, if you don't happen to wear underpants and you wear your trousers without them, get them into the wash. You know, you need things that have bacteria on them. They need to be cleaned, and they need to be cleaned with detergent. You know, they can be cleaned at low temperatures, but detergent is needed really to kind of get the bacteria off.
I hope you're listening, Cormac, really carefully.
I'm just tempted to say, if you don't wear underwear, text us 51051, let us know. No, but there's a serious, we need to keep on the straight and narrow here. There's a serious side to this, isn't there? Because, I mean, apart from, as you say, gym wear or underwear, I mean, you can leave the rest of it for weeks.
You can. Like, until it really smells. I mean, certain things like wool jumpers, if they can be cleaned, spot cleaned with the wet cloth and they still look good, you're also going to win in terms of the longevity of your clothes as well. So it's kind of win-win all around the board. So
Hang on a second, because there's one on woolly jumpers, isn't there? Now, my mother used to knit us woolly jumpers. She was fantastic going to school, but she also served us fried mackerel. in the morning. So it, the jumpers, you know, wool would pick up the smell. It reeked.
Yeah.
We were proudly reeking of smelly mackerel going into school. Surely you have to wash woolly jumpers regularly.
You know, look, the reality is you can also try and air out things. You know, that's not something we don't necessarily do as much as we might have in the past. You know, just airing something out will often get rid of a smell. If there's no bacteria and it's not going to be poor for your health, if that's really what we're looking for, you don't necessarily need to do it straight away. I mean, it's your call if you what you're happy smelling with, smelling like, etc.
Is it though? Is it for the people who have to sit beside him? Is it, you know? I know, I don't. Obviously, I don't mean that.
I want the full retraction.
I don't know. Like, I get the idea behind all of this, Susan, and it's really good to have it in mind. Because I'm on the other end of the spectrum. I think it's you know, just wearing something once, and I'm very tempted to wash it. I like the fresh smell, you know, of freshly washed clothes all the time.
I think even airing things can get that, but I think the main take-home point is, like, do think before you bang it in the washing machine. You're going to maybe have longer living clothes and be better for the environment, and then, you know, you've less washing to take on yourself, which can be a bonus, you know?
Okay.
The environment's there.
Okay, Dr. Susan Kelleher, from the Assistant Professor at the School of Chemical Sciences in Dublin City University, thank you very much for joining us.